Welcome to Live Well Anyway. I'm your host, Mackenzie Coppa, and on this podcast, we focus on a lot of life's logistics, like planning and wellness, along with some fun things like skincare and reading. And overall, we just throw in a whole lot of life. Around here, we know that life is messy, but we're just doing our best to learn how to live well anyway. So join me on this journey as we figure it out together. And just to get us started, I'll go first. And this week, I'm really going first because it's a topic that I never thought I would be like someone that people would go to about, but apparently I am because I am a voice actor, and so a lot of people ask me how to make sure they're not losing their voice, especially during sickness season when everybody starts coming down with colds and kids are bringing things home from school and all of that junk. I get a lot of questions about, my kid is sick or I'm getting sick and I don't want to lose my voice. What do I do? And while these aren't like a total fail-safe, sometimes it does happen. For the past couple of years that I've been practicing more of these types of things, I have been doing better and not getting as sick as frequently and also being able to keep from completely losing my voice generally. So I decided no better time than heading into the fall when everybody's starting to be subjected to all of these germs to be looking at some of my best practices and just give you guys some ideas for how you can get away with hopefully not losing your voice this winter. And just to make it even easier for you guys, I put together a throat care PDF. So it's got all of these different ideas, plus some more ideas. It's got checklists, links, all kinds of things that are going to be packed into this PDF that you can get if you subscribe to the newsletter. So you can head over to mackenziecoppa.com/news, where you can subscribe, get all of the other freebies that subscribers get, like a Trello board template and our fall challenge guide and new things that we are coming out with, freebies just for subscribers all the time. So head over to mackenziecoppa.com/news. But right now, let's go ahead and dive in here and start talking about all of the different things that I use and do to help my voice to stay in good condition and be able to speak clearly because, you know, I have to do this podcasting thing and this voiceover thing. And so I have to be sounding not only like I don't have a nasty voice, but also that my nose is clear and all that kind of thing. It all kind of ties together, you know, so we're going to get in the trenches here and talk about a lot of this stuff. Now, I'm going to be throwing around a lot of different links today because a lot of these are products that I use. A lot of these are affiliates. I'm just going to go ahead and say it. A lot of these are affiliate links, and I so appreciate when you shop through these affiliate links because it doesn't cost you any more money, but it actually helps us to sustain sponsors and affiliates, and it helps give us a little bit of kickback without costing you anything else. So thank you so much if you shop through any of these links that we have posted. We have some discount codes and different things, but these are all products that I legitimately use. I am not telling you anything today that is just because somebody sponsors me or anything like that. Some of them have come from sponsors that are products that I really, really use, not just because they've sponsored the show or whatever. I use these things on almost a daily basis. So I absolutely love them. I think they're great companies and great, really good, healthy products. And so those are the ones that I am going to be talking about today in this episode. A lot of them, not all of them will be linked in that PDF that I talked about, but a lot of them, if they are available on Amazon, you can find if you go to mackenziecoppa.com/Amazon. And I have a throat care list right there that has a lot of this stuff in it. So if you just want to get like straight to the goods and you don't want to worry about the whys and wherefores and extra wellness things and biohacking or any of that, you can just go straight to that Amazon list and it's going to give you a lot of the products that I'm going to be talking about today. So again, that's mackenziecoppa.com/Amazon. Click on the throat care list. A lot of this is going to be there. But if you want that deeper dive, then you're going to want to get the full PDF, which will be at mackenziecoppa.com/news. And we'll also have a lot of this posted right in the show notes that you can just view by swiping up in whatever app you're listening to the podcast on or going to mackenziecoppa.com. Okay, now that we have all of that taken care of, we are going to come at this throat care thing from a few different angles. So first, we're going to talk about prevention, just some, you know, good things to be doing to stay well in general. So we're going to go over quite a bit of prevention stuff, stuff that I do pretty much every day to help me to avoid sickness, or if I do get sick, to not get as sick as I otherwise would, to just be healthy and to be feeling well and all that good stuff. Then we're going to talk about hydration. We're going to talk about soothing and treating in case you do get sick. And then we're also going to talk about sleep and things that you can be doing to sleep well while you are sick. Okay, so let's dive into this preventative portion, because the better our bodies are in general, what they are on a regular basis is going to help us to fight off disease in the first place, but it's also going to help us to heal faster and not have as many issues when our kids bring things home and all of that. We're just going to be able to get back on our feet more quickly. Now, a couple of years ago, I was still kind of in the throes of all of the stuff with the divorce and all of that. So I was under a lot of stress, which definitely had an impact on my health. But I got to a place in the fall where I lost my voice completely, like gonzo. I saw family members that I hadn't seen in years, and they heard me speak and they're like, "How are you a voice actor and a podcaster? How weird, because you sound like a man." And I was like, "No, I don't normally sound like this." It got so bad that I actually had to go and get steroids prescribed so that I could get my voice back quicker and I could actually get back to work. So at that point, I was like, all right, Mackenzie, you need to get a handle on things. You need to get more on top of your health just on a regular basis. And you need to find some tips and tricks for if things start to head down, you know, a slippery slope of the voice not sounding real great, that I can get it back more quickly or not have it go completely. So that's where a lot of this sort of originated from. But around that time is when I started getting more on top of taking my supplements more regularly. I mean, I know a lot of us struggle to do that on a regular basis, but I think it's something, especially during these sickness seasons, if we're just getting like those base level vitamins and nutrients, it's going to help us so, so much. So these are the things that I feel like are just like non-negotiables. I also want to mention this little caveat. I am not a doctor. So this is not medical schmedical advice, all right? This is from my own experiences and whatever reading and watching that I have done and things that I have tried. This is anecdotal. This is not me being, you know, a registered dietitian or anything else. This is just me and my experience and the research that I've done, the things that I have tried and worked, and the products that I've liked, and the companies that I've looked into that I feel like make really good, legitimate products. Okay, so we put that all out there. Now you all know, if you didn't before, I'm not a doctor. All right, so the vitamins that are just non-negotiables for me are vitamin C. I like, for most of these things that I'm going to be talking about, I like them to be liposomal. And basically, liposomal, when it's a liposomal vitamin, it just is something that makes it more bioavailable to your system. Your system is able to utilize more of what is in that vitamin, whichever one it is. It makes it more able to absorb and utilize what's in there. For instance, vitamin C, it's one of those that if you take too much, your body will just automatically start to eliminate the excess. So basically, if you take too much vitamin C, you're going to be running to the bathroom. So you want to be careful about that, to not take too much at once. But when you're using a liposomal vitamin C, your body is able to use more of what you are taking in and not eliminate so much of it so quickly. So you don't usually end up having to run to the bathroom in the same way when you are using a liposomal vitamin, which is helpful. We want it to be available to our bodies. We want our bodies to be able to utilize whatever it is we're taking in the most effective way possible. And I think that liposomal vitamins in general do that. So a lot of these things that I'm going to be mentioning today are liposomal versions. Another vitamin that I think is really important to take is D3. A lot of us are not getting enough D just from the sun. And if you take it in conjunction with a K2, K2 helps your body to use the D3 better. So using a combination of the two is the most effective. making sure we're getting omegas. Obviously, those are helpful for our health overall, for our brain functioning, for our cholesterol, and all those kinds of things. It's really important that we get omegas. Zinc is a really important one because it really helps us to fight off any of that stuff that's coming into our system. I think especially a zinc that is going to be topical on your throat. We're going to be talking about that a whole lot more in a few minutes. But when you actually have it in your mouth, it's kind of like killing things at the site before they even fully get into your body. If you're using that zinc, treating your throat, it's going to help things to be able to fight things off more easily and heal more quickly. And then quercetin is another one that I really like because it helps all your other vitamins, especially like a vitamin C, to be driven deeper into your cells and do a better job of what they're trying to do. So it's kind of a facilitator to help the other things work even better. And then this one isn't actually a vitamin, but I highly recommend taking turmeric. So there are so many different reasons to be taking turmeric. It's suggested by a lot of different doctors and nutritionists for a lot of different reasons. But a big one is that it helps fight inflammation in the body. And when our bodies have less inflammation in them overall, we're less susceptible to disease. We are more healthy in general. We heal more quickly. We're going to talk a little bit more about how we can be reducing inflammation in a minute. But taking turmeric is a really great one to help your body just right off the get-go be able to be in better shape so that it's not already combating inflammation when then it's got an onslaught of sickness that comes in. I'm going to recommend a few different products that have turmeric in them, but finding some sort of supplement that also has turmeric, I think, is really important and just like a really good overall health practice to be taking. Okay, so what are some of the companies that I use or the different supplements that I highly suggest? I have a lot of people reach out to me that are like, hey, you kind of sound like you know what you're talking about, and I don't have the first clue about what I'm supposed to be taking, so what should I do? To which I respond, hi, I'm not a doctor. I don't know what you need, because everybody's bodies are different. Although I do think that a lot of these things are just kind of like blanket statements. We could all use more vitamin C, D, K2, omegas, zinc, and quercetin. So I think that having those as a base level is a good idea and kind of working from there. But obviously it has to be specific to your system and you have to figure out how much your body actually needs. But if you're just getting into supplements and you're like, I don't know where to start, but I know I need to be taking more than I am, then honestly, I know they sponsor the show, but I legitimately take them and it's Athletic Greens. Okay. This is like, you don't know what you're doing. Just go get Athletic Greens. This is going to cover so many bases for you. It's not only got the vitamins in it, it's also got minerals, which are so important to our system. It's got prebiotics and probiotics. It's got adaptogens in there. It's got so much, and even just the greens. It's got greens in there, which are so good for our body to be processing things and having better fiber and all that kind of thing. It's really got so much in it. It packs such a great punch. So taking those Athletic Greens, I drink it in either water or I throw it in a smoothie. I legitimately love it. And if you go ahead and you use my link, they're not even sponsoring this episode, you guys. They're not even paying me for this. I use it every day. I've compared it against other greens drinks that are touted to be the best on the market. And I truly believe that there is more in Athletic Greens than any other one that I've found. So athleticgreens.com/livewell. If you sign up there, you're also going to get their vitamin D. And that's just really easy. It's a year-long supply. It's drops. You take them in the morning. You're good to go. That's going to be a really good basis to help you just be staying in better health in general. So I think Athletic Greens is an amazing option. Okay, ladies, we're going to have a little chat about toilet paper. And is it a little awkward to talk about toilet paper? Sure. Sure. Yeah, it is. But you know what's even more awkward, or what we should feel awkward about? The fact that every day, 27,000 trees are cut down just to make toilet paper. That's almost 10 million trees per year just to make something that's used once and then literally flushed down the toilet. But that's where Real Paper comes in, you guys. Real makes a sustainable toilet paper that contains no trees and instead uses 100% bamboo. Now, bamboo is an awesome, sustainable option. It's both soft and strong when it's made into the toilet paper, but the real good part, you guys, the thing that's really cool is it's a grass. So it can grow back just like grass. They don't have to cut the whole thing down and it's gone forevermore, but it can actually be continually harvested without damaging the plant itself. And while other conventional papers are also wrapped in plastic in the grocery aisle, Real Paper's packaging is also plastic-free, compostable, and they offer free shipping on all orders. We have been using Real Paper for a while now. I love that the rolls have a ton of toilet paper on them because we go through a lot around here with a lot of people. It's got really nice, sleek packaging that, like I said, is completely made of paper so I can recycle it, no big deal. And I love knowing that it's just this small thing that we're literally using multiple times every day, but I can do something really easy to be better for the environment. And to top it all off, I can have it delivered to my door, and nobody likes to go shopping for toilet paper, and nobody likes to run out of toilet paper. So when I can just have it on subscription showing up to my door every time we are about to run out, it works out really slick, and I love not having to think about it. Real Paper is available in stores, but you can also buy it from their website in easy, hassle-free subscriptions like what I do, or you can get one-time purchases on their website as well. All orders are conveniently delivered to your door with free shipping and 100% recyclable plastic-free packaging. If you head to realpaper.com/livewell and sign up for a subscription using my code LIVEWELL at checkout, you'll automatically get 30% off your first order and the free shipping. That's realpaper.com/livewell or enter the promo code LIVEWELL to get 30% off your first order plus free shipping. So let's stop flushing our forests and try Real Paper's tree-free paper. Real is paper for the planet. If you want to bump it up and you're like, okay, I'm taking the Athletic Greens, or I'm not ready to do the Athletic Greens, but I would like to be doing some sort of supplements, I've talked about this one before. I love Patch Aid. I think it's really effective because you just put on these vitamin patches. I typically put them on my stomach. Sometimes I'll put them on my leg or my arm. It's someplace where you don't have a lot of hair and it can be absorbed into your system. And the whole thing with transdermal vitamins is that you don't have all of the fillers that are a lot of times in a lot of other supplements, and it just goes straight into your system. Your body is more able to utilize the nutrients in these patches because it's being absorbed through your skin. It's going straight in there. It doesn't have to go through your digestive system and be broken down and all of that kind of thing. You're going to get a lot of bang for your buck when you're using a patch. So if you go to mackenziekappa.com/patchaid, you can go over there, look at all of the different options they have. I use their C, their D3K2, their Omega. I also use their B12. I think it's a great one. I like their Focus and Clarity patch. I also really like their Relax and Unwind patch. They've got so many different patches for so many different things. I like using them on my kids because it's really easy to get supplements into their system, especially if they're not feeling well. Slap a vitamin C and a vitamin D on them, and they do so much better in weathering these little sicknesses that they are exposed to. I just think that Patch Aid is a great company. Again, I went and I scoured all the patch companies that I could find, and Patch Aid was the one that was the purest, and it had the highest concentration of vitamins in each patch. A lot of them say, oh, we've got such high concentrations, but they inflate the numbers to make it look like they have more in them than they actually do. And so it's really important that you pay really close attention to if they're talking micrograms, milligrams, all of the different things, because they will sometimes dupe you into thinking that there's more in there than there is. But Patch Aid is not that way. When I looked at all the different companies, they were the most straightforward and the best product that I could find. And they're super affordable. So for a 30-day supply of their patches, for one patch, it's less than $10 generally, which I think for a supplement that you're getting that you're going to use every single day of the month is a fantastic price. So I really like PatchAid. I think it's a really easy way to go. They've got all kinds of different patches that you can utilize. My parents have used a bunch of them, and my mom is super picky about her supplements. I think that PatchAid is a really great way to get the nutrients that you're needing, help boost your system. Another company, if you're not wanting to go the patch direction, if you're wanting to go more of like a liquid direction and a really high quality clean company, is Mary Ruth's Organics. Okay, you've probably heard me talk about them before. I love this line because it's also got a ton of stuff for kids, and she has a ton that is liposomal, which is awesome. Like we discussed, it's going to help your body be able to utilize it as much as possible. And because a lot of these, she's got like gummies and that kind of thing, but a lot of these come in liquids or sprays. And I think this is really important because, like I mentioned with the zinc, you want to kind of get it right at the source, especially during cold and flu season. So if we are taking that vitamin C in a liquid format, it is not just going like down into our stomach and being processed through or coming in through a patch through our skin. That vitamin C or that zinc or the D or omegas or whatever are getting right on our throat, right on this main pathway where a lot of sickness is coming in. It's fighting right at those receptor areas that are going to be taking in all of those viruses and bacteria, and it's helping to fight right there at the front line. And so I think it's great to be using these liquids and sprays because it's right at the front line and it's really easy to get into our kids. You can use them right, just have them take them a spoonful or spray them into their mouth. I will just go around with a little sprayer to all of mine and Nick's kids and just like spray all the vitamin D in all of them. It's just really easy to be able to get it into everybody, but you can also put it into smoothies and all that kind of thing to make it even more palatable and easy to get all of the things in them that you want to get in them. I have linked a lot of these different Mary Ruths in my board on Amazon. So I've got their liposomal vitamin C, which granted it is pretty tart. You just got to know that going in, but I think it's a great one. Their zinc, they have a liposomal. I've found it really hard to find a liposomal zinc or a liposomal quercetin, but they have all of it in drops, which are really easy. It's hard to find quercetin in a liquid format, and so it can be hard to get into your kids, but they have it at Mary Ruth's, which I love. They also have liquid turmeric, like we talked about. This is a really important one for us to get in there and help to be fighting all of the inflammation in our bodies. So I really love that Mary Ruth's has so many different liquids and sprays that you can access really easily, drop format, and be able to get it into people's bodies to make them healthy, to fight things off in the first place. And if you're wanting to just take pills, you're like, I can't handle the liquids, I don't want to deal with a patch, I just want to take a pill, then I also really like Dr. Mercola. His supplements have really good liposomal versions. I've used his vitamin C for years, and I really, really like it. So that's a great way to go as well. Now, another thing that I do to help boost my immune system, especially during this time of the year, is elderberry syrup. My favorite one is by Honey Gardens. And in that one, it also has apple cider vinegar and propolis and all these other great things that kind of boost it up and make it even better to help your immune system be able to fight things off even better. It's just a really good everyday little supplement to be taking. And then I also really boost that one up if I happen to get sick. It's a good one. And then also Beekeepers Naturals has a throat spray that is honey based. They have a lot of really great products. We're going to talk about them more throughout this episode, but just doing that, it's a good immunity booster. Honey has a lot of immune boosting properties in it. And when you, again, spray it right on your throat, you're fighting at the front level of anything that could be coming into your system. You're going to help kill things off and be boosting your immune system in general by taking that Beekeepers Naturals throat spray. They also have a kids version, which is really awesome. So again, you can just like go down the line with your kids, spray all the things into their mouth, and they're going to be good to go. So these are things that I've legitimately used. Obviously, I don't use all of the different companies at the same time, except for Athletic Greens. That one's pretty much all the time. But I'm using all of these in some format from some company, all those different vitamins. These are the companies that I turn to again and again and again, though. Ladies, I am so excited that next week on October 12th, the brand new Power Sheets for 2023 are being released for everyone to be able to order. They are so beautiful as always, and they're so thoughtfully designed and tweaked from the last year. I was able to get my hands on mine a little bit early this year, which has been so fun to really dig in there and see what they've changed, what they've honed in even more to make these Power Sheets more effective and useful for our planning and our goals and our everyday lives. I have used Power Sheets for, I think, 5 years now, and I only skipped 1 year, and I really regretted it because I love being able to compare from year to year, see the growth in things and the way things have changed, and really kind of have this record to go back to and see exactly where things were and how I want to continue making things better, how I want to continue living well anyway. And I love being able to see from year to year how that changes and what that looks like. And Power Sheets have been a great place for me to be able to do that. As most of you know, I love digital planning. I love Trello. I love Google Calendar, all those kinds of places to run my everyday life. But when I'm getting into those visionary steps and wanting to look at the year ahead or the month ahead or the quarter ahead, Power Sheets is where I come back to time and time again. Now, I know that a lot of people get hung up on the follow through on Power Sheets. Sometimes they get started at the beginning of the year and they get excited, but then they kind of fizzle out throughout the year. So with that in mind, I decided that in the Live Well Anyway Facebook group, just the general Facebook group, we are going to do Power Sheets together this year. We are going to have a once a month check-in where I do a live and we get in there and we talk about the Power Sheets. We're going to have some accountability posts throughout the year so that you can make sure that you're staying on top of it. I'm going to talk more specifically about how I use them because I don't even necessarily use Power Sheets maybe the way that they were intended. I don't really focus on that tending list that they have. I really focus on a lot of the other properties that are in those Power Sheets that help me to be effective because I use tending lists in other ways, in Trello and Google Calendar and those kinds of places. But I do really like Power Sheets for a lot of other things. And I want to show you guys how I use those, get us all together using our Power Sheets more effectively throughout the year. So I thought we could do it together over in the Live Well Anyway Facebook group. So if you want to do that, if you want to join us and have these Power Sheets to help you hone in on your goals for 2023 and have this record to look back on and be able to be reflective about things as well as looking forward, then you can get your Power Sheets at mackenziekoppa.com/Power Sheets. You can go there right now and see what they look like and what will be coming out in the year ahead. And then next week is when they will go live. You can go through that link, mackenziekoppa.com/Power Sheets, to get yours. And then if you come over and you join our Facebook group, then you can participate in all the group activities that we are going to be doing together and staying on top of using your Power Sheets all throughout the year. So again, check those out at mackenziekoppa.com/Power Sheets. Come join the Live Well Anyway Facebook group. We would love to have you. It's going to be a good time. So kind of back to the eliminating inflammation thing for a second, another important thing to be doing to be eliminating that inflammation in our system, which makes us less susceptible in the first place to thing, is to be doing things like reducing sugar and processed foods and fried foods and white flour and all that kind of thing, all the stuff we don't want to hear about, we don't want to have to cut out. But if we do that and we help reduce the overall inflammation in our system, it just helps so much with our general health, obviously, and our healing time and our susceptibility to disease. When you take in refined sugar, it actually lowers your immune response for 6 hours. So you are so much more susceptible to things because you've had sugar in your system. So it's a good idea to be, you know, at least winding it down. I know it can be hard as we're coming into the holidays and wanting to eat sweet treats and all that kind of thing. But if we can limit it the rest of the time and just do it on special occasions, I think that we would be feeling better all the way around. I know I notice a dramatic difference in my system when I'm eating less sugar. It just helps me to not feel as groggy and sick, and you know, it's just a good idea. And then of course there's all the other basics of just being preventative and helping our bodies to function well. things like getting good rest and moving our bodies, which is such a good one for lymphatic drainage and just general sort of detox. Doing dry brushing is one of those things that is so simple, but it's a great way to be doing a gentle detox every day. Cold plunges. I know a lot of people don't like to hear that either, but even just doing, 15 to 30 seconds at the very end of your shower is so effective to help you to be not only boosting your immune system, but boosting your mental health. It has all these studies that show how it helps to fight anxiety and depression. I know you would think by plunging yourself into cold water, it's actually going to make you feel worse, but it's all the studies show that it's actually going to help you to be so much more mentally stable, which I find incredibly interesting. And then on the other side of that, if you don't like the cold, also doing things like a sauna or a hot bath pretty frequently to help sweat out those toxins. It's going to help you recover faster. It's going to help your system, even in the first place, to be doing better. So those are all things that you can be doing preventatively. And then the one last one that I am going to mention as far as all of our prevention goes, I know I've kind of like thrown the fire hose at you guys of all of these different preventative things, but I have to remind myself a lot of times that I guess I do a lot more and I take a lot more than the average person. I think this is like normal and then I realize that it's not. But okay, so nasal flushing, you guys, using a neti pot, or I have one linked in the Amazon list that is actually a bottle that you squeeze. It's got a little straw that goes down into it. And so then the little attachment that goes to your nose, it actually filters through your sinuses. Don't worry, it doesn't feel like when you have water go up your nose in the pool. I know that's what it would seem like would make sense, but that's not what happens. So don't worry, but it actually flushes out your sinuses. And if you're doing that before you actually get sick, it's another frontline defense thing that you can be doing to be flushing that bacteria, flushing those viruses out of your sinuses before they have a chance to really take root. So it's going to help you prevent the sickness in the first place and then get rid of it easier if you are exposed to things, which, I mean, we all just end up being this time of the year. So it's just a really good frontline defense thing to be doing kind of on a regular basis. Even if you're just doing it once a week or every few days, it's going to help you to not have as much nasal congestion. The one that I have linked has this little like powder that you pour into the water that's got like different things that help, like saline basically is what you're making to help flush out your system and make it less susceptible and cleaned out. So it's just a good idea. Next up on the list, which could also be listed under preventatively, but it's really important if you feel like your voice is starting to go, is hydration. You guys, obviously we want to be hydrated on a daily basis anyway. It helps us to not get sick. It helps us to flush sickness out of our system. It helps us to just function because we have high water content in our bodies. But we have to remember that if we just are drinking straight water and we're never getting electrolytes, then we actually can be flushing minerals and vitamins right out of our system. We have to also be including electrolytes in our daily intake of water to make it be effective, to make our cells be able to absorb that water and not just have it go straight through us. We need to be not just drinking water, but drinking, especially if you drink spring water, it's actually better because it can be structured that way. It's closer to what you would find in nature. It's better for our bodies. And then taking electrolytes helps our bodies to be able to use that hydration better. It's also going to be able to help hydrate your skin, but also your vocal cords. It's going to make them be more plump with that hydration because when you get sick, you're breathing through your mouth a lot, you aren't getting enough hydration, your vocal cords kind of start to like shrivel up. They dry up. It's just like when you get chapped lips when you're not hydrated enough. The same thing happens all throughout our bodies. And the same thing is happening to our vocal cords. They are having so much friction while we're sick. They end up having inflammation. They're banging into each other and just causing each other to get more and more hoarse. And so if we are able to kind of lubricate them with that hydration, make them be plump with water and not just inflammation, but we're helping them to be hydrated, it's going to help them be able to ward off getting really damaged in the first place, but also it's going to help them to heal faster. So hydration needs to be at the top of your list, and taking a good electrolyte every day is going to help that. That can be preventatively, but especially if you get sick, you've got to be on top of the hydration and the electrolytes. Now, I have two favorites as far as the electrolytes go, because you want to make sure that you're not taking one that's just filled with sugar, because a lot of them are. But the two that I'm going to suggest to you are not. They're very clean. They have great ingredients in them. And the first one is BT Fountain from Peak. You've probably heard me talk about this in ads before. Yes, they've sponsored the podcast, but I legitimately drank Peak for a month. Can't wait to get more because it is so good. It's got hyaluronic acid in it, which helps it to be even more hydrating because hyaluronic acid attracts moisture to it. So that's also going to be really helpful for your vocal cords. It's got a really nice light flavor. It's just a really great one. And then also Relight by Redmond is another great one. It's a little bit less expensive than the Peak, and it's not got any junk and fillers and any of that kind of thing in it either. It's got a bunch of different flavors that you can choose from. So both of those are going to be really great options for electrolytes. Okay, ladies, if you've been following me on Instagram, then you know I've been trying to update my wardrobe a little bit, get on board with some of these new trends that can be a little bit hard to come on board with because they really remind me of middle school and high school. And so I'm trying to bring them into my late 30s and not look like a fool. But one of the ways that is really helping me to do that and to feel really comfortable in the clothes that I'm wearing is taking into account my results from my Color Guru consultation as I'm doing my shopping. I got to do this late last winter, and it was a game changer. It was so much fun to see exactly what colors work well with my skin tone. It has helped inform my decisions about the makeup that I wear and the different color palettes that I'm putting on. They even helped me to figure out what metals work best on me. It has been so much fun to be able to utilize those results. I have little cards that I can take with me when I'm going shopping, or I can compare to the things that I'm buying online that have all of the different colors. Some of them I wouldn't have even really expected would have worked well with my skin tone, and they totally do. And I just love knowing that when I buy things in that color palette, I can feel really confident that they're going to look good on me. It's not going to make me look washed out. It's going to make me appear vibrant, especially as we're heading into fall. And I think sometimes we can all get sucked into this collective color palette that we think is going to look good on all of us. But newsflash, we don't all look fabulous in mustard yellow. It's just not a color for everyone, including myself. And so I love knowing that I can pick from these colors that are going to work well for me. I can customize my fall wardrobe and feel really confident and good with everything that I'm buying. And I want you guys to have that same experience as well. It is so much fun. You send in some pictures, they give you a whole workup and a whole thing about how you can customize your look. They even have a hair guru, Allie, who I had on the podcast also last spring, who will tell you the best color and cut that is going to work for you and your face shape and all of the things. They're really going to help you to feel more confident in your own skin. So head over to yourcolorguru.com and you can use the code LIVEWELL at checkout for 10% off. This is such a valuable service and it is so much fun. If you want to feel more confident about the wardrobe choices that you are making this fall, then this is an experience you definitely want to have. So go over to yourcolorguru.com and use that code LIVEWELL at checkout for 10% off. Tell them I sent you. You're gonna have a blast and let me know how it goes. So that's what you got to do to be able to hydrate those vocal cords from the inside out. But if you're wanting to add moisture from the outside in, you can't just add moisture from the outside in, but it can be helpful if you're doing it in conjunction with staying hydrated from the inside out. And there are a couple of ways that I do that. First of all, a couple of years ago, because I'm a voice actor and I knew I was going to need it, I bought a Pure Mist vocal steamer. So it fits over your nose and mouth. It's just like this little contraption that you put purified water into, and it creates a steam that you can breathe in, and it's going to get right down to those vocal cords. It's great also if I'm having like coughing fits or anything like that. Helps me with my sinuses. It's just an overall great little steamer. I highly recommend it. You can get the little water packets that go into it, but you can also just use distilled water. It's the best one that I've tried. I think it's really good. I really, really like it. I use it with my kids when they get coughs in the winter. It's just been one of those things that we use all the time. And also making sure that you have enough humidity in your home in general is also going to help with the dryness of your vocal cords. So running diffusers and humidifiers, you can even add obviously essential oils to a diffuser to help fight off any viruses, bacteria that are going to be in your house, things like thieves oil. Eucalyptus is really good for helping you to be able to keep your sinuses clear and be able to keep breathing. So using those to make sure that you have enough moisture in the air in general in your home can be really helpful and important. Now, the last thing that I want to say about hydration is what not to do, because this is what actually got me into a lot of trouble a couple of years ago when I completely lost my voice. I had used some decongestants. Well, you know what decongestants do? They dry you up. They are meant to dry up that mucus. But guess what? They dry up everything else as well. This was something that I learned even in my breastfeeding days, that if you take high levels of decongestants, it can dry up your milk supply. And so it does the same thing all throughout your body. You don't want to be taking decongestants in nasal spray form like Afrin, in cold medicine, in cough drops, any of that kind of thing that you think like, oh, I can suddenly breathe again. Well, guess what? It's also drying out the rest of your system. It's drying out your vocal cords, and it's probably going to lead to you losing your voice faster than if you had just tried to use some natural means and get through the congestion and all that kind of thing until you started to feel better, which I know can sound like a real bummer. Believe me. And sometimes in a pinch, if I'm having to do a job, then I have to break down and use the Afrin. But it's a trade-off because I know this job had better be a really good job, because I'm probably going to end up losing my voice if I have to take that Afrin, because it doesn't just stay in your sinuses. It drips down the back of your throat and it ends up drying out all of it. All of it. That whole area of your sinuses, your throat, all the whole deal. You just don't want to do it if you're wanting to feel better, especially like with the Afrin, it can actually become addictive. People get caught on that Afrin and they can't get their sinuses to be clear without using it. Nobody wants that. So I highly suggest you avoid, as painful as it is, because it can be so frustrating when you just want to feel better, you just want to take a decongestant, but in the long run, it's actually going to do more damage. It's going to dry you out and it's going to make it much more difficult for you to heal and keep your voice if you are using decongestants. So avoid those at all costs if you want to keep your voice healthy. Okay, but let's say you have done all of the preventative things, you have been the best little wellness biohacker out there, and you've still gotten sick. Or maybe you've not done any of those things and you're like, hey, I'm just like a real lady and I am doing the best I can, but we have gotten sick. What then? What do you do then? Well, do all of the stuff that I listed already, because everything that I have mentioned preventatively is obviously also going to be really good for you when you come down with the sickness. It's going to help you to be getting all of those vitamins and minerals and hydration and all of that stuff if you get sick. Of course, but there are some other things that you can do to help acutely to be able to get better and to be able to treat the area. Okay, so the number one thing I do vocally and for my throat, I do it myself. I make my kids do it. If anybody says they have a scratchy throat or a sore throat or any of the above, a dry throat, any of it, they immediately get apple cider vinegar in hot water with honey. Now, does it taste great? No. Is it a little like stinging to the eyes when you're drinking it because it's vinegar? Yes, it is. Use a straw if you have to. But that vinegar gets in there with the honey and it immediately kills whatever is in your throat. We have headed off so many sore throats by using this apple cider and vinegar mix. Apple cider vinegar and honey mix. It gets in there. It almost immediately eliminates the pain. It stings a little at first, but if you can get into it, then it almost immediately eliminates the pain. I think the most we've ever had to do has been two or three times. And even with my kids, they're like, oh my gosh, my throat feels so much better. That's just, it's immediately what we go to. Even though my kids don't love the taste, they ask for it now because they know how quickly they will feel better once they drink the apple cider and vinegar with honey and hot water. So that is step one in our family. And then I think it is also really helpful if you're using a really good high quality honey, like a Manuka honey or a honey by Beekeepers Naturals, which has the propolis and all of that stuff in there. They also have great Manuka honey cough drops or the Beekeepers Natural cough drops. Again, like I said, with the Beekeepers Natural spray, you're going to do any of that stuff that's going to get right on the throat, help to soothe it. I even use Manuka honey cough drops just like when I'm starting to feel a little bit of that itch and that scratch. I really like those lozenges. I have some listed in the Amazon shop by Wetterspoon, I think. Let me check. Yes, Wetterspoon is the company that I get my Manuka honey drops from. They almost taste caramely, like they're super yummy to eat, which is nice. It almost tastes like candy, especially when you're trying to avoid sugar, but you're willing to do honey because it is so soothing to the throat. So I highly suggest those. Those are a great kind of like first stop on things that you can do for your throat. If you are also wanting to add in some soothing for your throat, if you're going to be doing some talking, which we will get to in a second, but to kind of like add some slickness to those vocal cords, help them to be able to run over each other easier and not be causing as much damage, just to kind of help soothe everything, I highly suggest Grether's pastilles. They're kind of like a little lozenge. They're made with glycerin and they just kind of coat everything to make it work better. I use these a lot when I'm doing vocal work, even when I don't feel particularly sick, but you just want everything to sound really smooth and clear and less like mouth popping and all of that kind of thing. These Grether's pastilles are the way to go. They have a few different flavors that are flavored with fruit juice. They're a great way to go, great thing to have on hand, especially if you're going to be doing a lot of talking. Now we're going to be talking about a few other things that you can be spraying or using directly on your throat that's going to help kill off anything in your throat. Pretty much right after we do that apple cider vinegar with honey, we turn to Biocidin. So Biocidin is this great spray. I've got it linked in that Amazon list that you spray on your throat and it's just going to start killing stuff and helping you to heal immediately. It's a great first line of defense. It's going to really, especially if you like can't get to the apple cider vinegar honey drink right away, if you've got that Biocidin on hand, can start spraying that in there a few times a day. It's going to help dramatically with getting your throat back on track as quickly as possible. Another one, especially if you are coughing a lot, is bromelain. So I have some bromelain listed in the Amazon list that are supplements that you can take, which it's good. It's just good for overall immunity. Bromelain is actually derived from pineapple. If you've ever heard about how pineapple juice can actually help reduce coughing, it's a very great way to naturally be able to reduce coughing. But you can actually get bromelain spray. I have it linked in the Amazon list. And it's that whole idea of getting it right on your throat again. It's going to help you to reduce the symptoms of coughing, helping to reduce that swelling in your throat and getting your throat back on track really quickly because you're putting it right at the source. Another thing that I use, especially if a sore throat is in play, not just scratchiness, but if soreness is in play, I use Gargle Away, which is basically just this mixture of a lot of spicy stuff. And it is going to get in there and really kill off the things that are in your throat because they're hot. And it's a pretty intense little gargle. It's like this powder that's got, I think, like oregano and cayenne and all this stuff. But you put it in some hot water, you gargle it for as long as you can handle, and it's going to help just like clear all the stuff that's in there. It's a intense experience, but if you're desperate enough and you want that strep throat to be doing well, I highly suggest Gargle Away. Another one, as soon as we are starting to feel sick in this house, we start using Zicam. We use the lozenges that and the melt-aways that you put in your mouth, and it's got zinc and that sort of thing in it, which is going to get it right on your throat, first line of defense sort of thing, but they also have nasal swabs. And I know that sounds weird to be sticking like a Q-tip with stuff up your nose, but it's that first line of defense idea again. And you do that a few times a day. You swipe that Zicam in your nose, and we take those lozenges or those melt-aways, and it helps to just be killing stuff off. It's proven to help reduce the duration of colds. So I think that Zicam is a good one to always be having on hand. And then because I don't use Afrin or any of those kinds of nasal sprays, I really like Natural Solutions Himalayan Sea Salt Inhalers. They've got a few different scents available on the market, but they've got kind of an underall eucalyptus smell that just is going to help. It's like mentholated. So it's going to help kind of open things up and help you to breathe a little bit better. I mean, if you're fully stuffed over, it's not going to help then. But if you're just dealing with some stuffiness and not feeling super great, then these little salt inhalers, they last forever because it's just a chunk of salt in there. They work super well. It's just refreshing and can help you to feel like you're able to breathe a little bit easier. And then, you guys, I'm going to be real. If you are just like so sick and you don't feel well and like you need to sleep well at night, which we're going to talk about in a second, then I do really like Robitussin's Honey line. Now, the one that I have linked in the Amazon list is the one that we take in our house. I use the nighttime cough, and this one has a cough suppressant and an antihistamine. So that's going to help your nose to be able to, you know, clear up a little bit and help you to breathe a little bit easier without using a decongestant. So it's not going to dry you out, but it is going to help you breathe a little bit better, and it's going to help you to not cough as much. So I think that is really helpful if you are just like, I really need to sleep tonight, which is a huge part of healing. Then I think that Robitussin's Honey line is obviously going to be a little bit more of a step up from just doing a bunch of natural stuff. But sometimes you really need that to be able to just get the rest that your body needs so that you can get better. And so Robitussin's Honey Nighttime Cough DM is my favorite one to go to be able to get some rest, clear things up, stop coughing. It's a great option. Now, let's talk a little bit more about that sleep, because it is so important that we get the rest we need when we're not feeling well so that we can get back to normal. And so prop yourself up at night. Just, you know, it's not super comfortable, but the more that you can facilitate that drainage happening and not just getting all like stopped up in your sinuses and your throat and your chest, it's going to just help things to keep flowing. You know, it's just a good idea. Keeping that humid room while you're sleeping is going to help reduce the coughing. Before bed, drinking something warm. I really like Rasa's Welderberry or their Calm, something like that, that is going to help kind of like liquefy all the things in your throat that are draining down and soothe everything. I think that's really helpful for fighting off those nighttime colds. Using that Pure Mist personal steamer, or even going in a bathroom and turning the water on really hot and just sitting in there with the shower running and the steam to help kind of clear everything up before you go to bed. And then doing something like a Manuka honey cough drop or something with honey that you are going to be sucking and soothing your throat and those vocal cords. So you're going to try to promote that hydration, because we breathe so much through our mouths when we're sick at night. So doing whatever you can to kind of coat those vocal cords before you go to sleep and get that hydration in there, drinking those electrolytes before you go to bed, is going to help you to not only sleep better so that you can get better, but also not do more damage to your vocal cords and your throat at night while you're sleeping. And lastly, also, the thing that you probably really don't want to hear is, if you want to save your voice, if you're really struggling and you feel that scratchiness, the best thing that you can do is vocal rest. That means don't talk, don't sing, don't hum, don't whisper. Whispering actually does more damage to your vocal cords. You just got to be quiet, wear a sign around your neck, let people know you are on vocal rest, because the more you tax your vocal cords, the more you use them, the more swollen and agitated they're going to get, the more it's going to prolong the problem, make it worse, and prevent you from being able to get better more quickly. So it's not a fun one. It's not what you want to hear. But if you're really headed down that path of things not going well for your throat, then you absolutely have to rest those vocal cords, just like you would rest a sprained ankle or some other injury. It is basically an injury when you are getting to that point where they are not working anymore. And so you've got to give them a break, let them rest, do all these other things to be nourishing them, taking care of your body, helping you to get better. But you just got to stop talking. And that can be a really, really rough one. But if you want to get better faster, then you got to zip it. Ladies, I hope this was helpful. I know it was like kind of a crazy deep dive on a very niche topic, but it's something that I have to deal with a lot. And so I hope that it was something that you found to be beneficial. Like I mentioned, there's a lot of different places for you to access any of these things that we talked about today. We're going to have a lot of links in the show notes that you can find in whatever app you are listening to the podcast on, or going to mackenziekoppa.com, clicking on podcast. You'll find all of our show notes there. You can find that list over on Amazon at mackenziekoppa.com/Amazon. And you can also get that PDF guide over at mackenziekoppa.com/news. Subscribe for the newsletter and you can get all of the different freebies that we are releasing. All right. I think that's it for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Let me know what you thought, because this is a little bit different than other episodes that we have done. So I would love if you reached out on Instagram, or you emailed me, or replied to the newsletter. I would really love to hear back from you guys on what you thought, or if you want any more information. So be in touch. Don't be strangers. I love hearing from you guys. Find me on Instagram at Mackenzie Coppa, and let's chat. Okay, I think that's it. So until next week, ladies, thank you so much for joining me, and go be bold and gracious.